Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Poot.
You got your numbers moving?
Poot. Yeah. Poot means numbers moving.
Oh, I like that. It's cute.
Poot. Boot.
That sounds like when Pong came out. You remember Pong?
Oh,
the little thing that went back and forth. I feel like that's kind of the sound it made. Boot.
Was that the first one?
That was like the first one that I remember. The first one you could buy and you could play at home on your TV, and you know the thing went back and forth. It was like playing ping pong on your TV.
I interviewed that guy.
Oh, you the guy who invented it?
Yeah. Yeah.
For what? What was the occasion of the interview?
I did this. Do you remember this? I did this for a couple of years. This show for the Smithsonian. I think it was Showtime or something. Behind the Vaults. You know about that?
I feel like I never knew that.
You would really like this. I had green light to go and do anything I wanted behind the vaults, in the back corridors of the Smithsonian.
Oh, that's neat.
It was amazing. We did one thing because we sold it to them as like, hey, you know what you got, people think you are? A dusty attic. Mm-hmm. But you know what you are? No, you have a plethora of riches. And you know one way to align people to not think that you're a dusty geriatric is comedy. So like, mm-hmm. What if we had a David Letterman-style interviewer talking to your curators? And they're like, we're wary. But the first guy had been the curator before of the whole Smithsonian. And we got him, and he was like musical instruments, and he was like, these guys can have a green light, anything they want to do. And so we got the green light. Here's something the viewers, I don't even know if they are, might like, but very early on, so you go through the back, and they've got stuff piled up on like shelving, you know, mm-hmm. long, long corridors.
And you could probably pick literally anything you pick is going to be amazing.
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. So we're walking down, I think this is probably after that first interview with the Stradivarius, where the guy was like, you know, we're actually got a playing with the Stradivarius instruments.
We call them Strads. I mean, in the classical music world, we just call them Strads.
Well, because you have that musical acumen. You know, I was a greenhorn coming in. Yeah. But now I understand. They're like, well, you got this Strad.
If you had just said Strad, the viewers would have known. And I don't know, you know, whether or not the viewers. Yeah, we don't know. Well, let's table.
And so we're going down the hallway, and I do a double take as I pass by this metal film canister. And I go back and say, hang a second. It was a splinter crew, like a skeleton crew. There was five people, producer, me, the actor, host, cameraman, sound guy, and director. And like, so we're going.
No fluffer?
Like, what?
You don't bring a fluffer with you?
Well, they double, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, but you didn't say
how
fluffer.
How much do you need fluffer? Like how much? You know what I mean? Like somebody can be like working a camera and just like,
no, I know, but
there's going to be a down break. You don't have to do it. Like it's not, that's the kind of thing that doesn't
happen.
But
there's different,
camera.
You know, there's sometimes there are different unions and your camera guy can't be your fluffer guy. Like, I don't know.
Well, you don't know. Clearly it's a skeleton unit. Everybody can be a fluffer. There we go down the hallway and we do a double take metal film canister. I said, hang on a second. I think I saw, but I'm not sure it could be what I thought I saw. We walk back like 6 feet and we look at in masking tape. No less, scrawled with a Sharpie or whatever they used back in the day, I Love Lucy Pilot.
Whoa.
Right? Just sitting there, Michael. Just sitting
Whoa.
There. Just sitting there. So we stole that. And, you know, but isn't that great? Like, yeah.
That's a great gig. Why did that end?
2 years worth. And by that 2 years, we'd done like the, you know, the network of, Smithsonian museums, and we were kind of like, we did a good. We got to the point where we were like, we don't really want to take the Acela down to Washington from New York City so much anymore, and it's a lot of research, a lot of work, but it was really, really fun. Like, sometimes you say, I should go to museums more. Now I don't say that anymore, because I put in 2 years worth of museums, but we were like, well, let's see how far we can push the envelope. We were like, you know, they have research things, and they had one in Panama, and we're like, We'll do another segment if we get to go do it on the research island in the middle of like Panama. And they're like, all right. And next thing you know, there we are walking through the jungles of Panama doing stuff on sloth. And here's another thing, true story, and it's on film and you can watch it. I opened the Panama Canal.
Well, what do you mean you opened it?
Things that would never happen in the States, Michael, happen in Panama, where we're in the guardhouse. And my buddy's got Rob Lyle's got the camera on his shoulder. And the guy's like, and you see this right here? We pull this brass lever and we pull it. And there's a giant ship, you know, 120 stories. And it's just like, you know, standing there with the what are they called? The gates?
Containers.
No. The
locks.
The locks at the top of the locks. And he's like,
"Geez, I didn't even do the show, and I know what it's called."
And so, in a minute, we'll open these locks, and this thing, all this water will rush through, and like the thing. And my buddy goes, "Can Tom do it?" Beat. Sure, why not? And we have it on film.
Just pushing a button, right?
Where I'm yanking the lever open, and then you watch this giant ship come down. And the great thing about the Panama Canal is, like, man, when they were like doing the engineering of it, they're like, we don't need much to spare. Maybe a couple of inches on either side. You can literally jump onto a ship and be in the country of China, basically, because, like, you know, the ship is like, that's the territory. And you're literally, we're down there.
Well, you can jump from the canal onto a ship. Is that close?
You can touch the ship. You can jump onto the ship easily. It's literally inches on either side.
Wow.
It's inches. You can step onto China, step back out. And the thing is that you wouldn't, in the States, you would never get anywhere near. There'd be guardhouses and like wires and dogs and stuff. We're right there high-fiving, you know, the Marine. We're like, hey, how you doing, guys? They're like, hey, a film camera. You know, we've been out to sea for a long time.
This might be the most interesting segment of Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, which is the name of the podcast, by the way, that you're listening to.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
And my good friend Michael Ian Black.
Might just be the most interesting segment of Mike and Tom Eat Snacks that we've ever done. I didn't know any of this stuff. I didn't know about that show. I didn't know about the canal. I've never heard of what was the name of the television show that you saw the pilot of?
What, Stories from the Vaults?
No, there was another one. You saw a metal. There was like a metal canister, and there
I
was
love
a
Lucy.
Yeah, I never heard of that. That sounds interesting, and it's just a super informative segment of a podcast for me. You know.
Thank you. Very good. Well, that was great. Ratings?
Yeah, I think so. I give it a 10.
I give it a 10, too. See you next
week. All right. See you next week.
Wait a minute.
Hold the phone.
Hold on to your cotton socks. Michael, look.
Yeah.
Sometimes on Mates, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, which is the podcast we do, we pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack. Sometimes we scramble for snacks, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like this week was one of those weeks.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I had thrown out some suggestions, yes, all of which we'd already done.
Yeah.
I said, we should do Twizzlers. Oh, we'd done Twizzlers. Oh, then we'll just do grapes. No, we'd done grapes.
Well, the text exchange was not that. You would say, let's do Twizzlers, and my response was vulgar and mean.
Yeah.
Like, something along...
Well, that's the thing that people don't know about you.
Are you
is that... On camera, mm-hmm, and when we're, you know, when the viewers are watching, or however they consume it, you come across like a charming, pleasant guy.
Sure.
When the cameras are off,
oh,
you're a vituperative son of a bitch.
The worst.
I mean, I don't know that you're the worst, but you're probably the worst person that I have to deal with on a regular basis.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, there's nothing, you get nothing but vitriol and slander. If you were like to publish those text messages, I mean, the law would be at my house. You can't. Yeah. You can't
we'd
do
get
this
shut
to,
down.
You can't do this to this guy. Who do you think the worst is, though? Like, if I'm the worst in your life, who's the overall worst?
Oh, man.
It's easy. Trump.
You know, he's my guy.
He's
your guy for a long time.
He's my guy for a long time. Yeah. He makes stuff up. Like, and that's what we do.
The thing is, I think when you're with him, I don't think he's the worst. Because I think he's so anxious to please. He's just like, he'll just say shit, you know?
And, I'm with him, I call him Trumpity. You know? And he loves that.
He loves it.
He calls me Trumpity. You know, he just likes any kind of thing that singles him out.
Right.
That's his thing. It's like, you could put, like, if you take him, you're never on the subway in New York, you try and take him on the subway and you say you put your You put your card through here, and if you do it, it might be the best ever. He's like, he's right in. He's like, it was the most beautiful card change.
He loves it.
He just likes to be the center of attention.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, so you don't think he's the worst. Who's the worst then? Let's figure it out.
I mean, just like to deal with on a daily basis. Who would that be? Billy Joel. Yeah, Billy Joel. Yeah, that's who you were going to say. You were going to say Billy Joel.
But then I had a quick thought that, like, maybe it wasn't.
Nah, he's probably a good guy.
He does a lot of good.
Yeah, he's probably a good guy.
He makes a lot of people happy. Let's think this through. Who's the worst? You know, this is interesting because it ties into some of your writing where it's like, all I'm thinking about is males, right? Guys, male guys.
No, my mind is definitely going to women because I feel like at times women can absolutely be the worst.
Uh-huh. Who you got? What's her name? Stewart? Martha Stewart?
Maybe. Yeah. She might be.
She might be the worst.
She might be. I don't know. Like, you know, here's the thing, and this is going to sound Pollyanna-ish, and God, that's the last thing I want.
No, you don't want that.
That's the last thing I want.
So now we're in with lasts, worst and last. We're into extremes.
Almost everybody I've ever met, I would say, is pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's the thing people go about, like, Hollywood, a bunch of backstabbers. You're like, yeah, but they're nice, They're not
they're
bad.
Mostly they're okay. Nice.
Yeah, they're just trying to do their thing. You know, they're just trying to get ahead. Who isn't?
Yeah, mostly nice folks, you know?
Mostly
nice folks. Yeah, here's somebody who I feel like might have been the worst. And we know that he is the worst, separate and apart from it.
Yeah.
From what I'm about to say, Harvey Weinstein, I feel like, might have been the worst.
Interesting.
Never met him, heard horror stories, separate and apart from the other thing. I just feel like he was probably the worst.
Yeah, you heard horror stories in addition to just all the
like
other
volcanic
stuff.
Temper, right. And like mean and throwing shit and, you know, just like being a bad dude all right. The time.
Uh huh. Yeah.
That's somebody in showbiz.
Somebody in showbiz. Yeah, somebody in showbiz was the worst. I was trying to think of, you know, like, and then there's the Dark Lord.
Which Dark Lord?
Satan?
Yeah. But I feel like Satan probably isn't even the worst. Like, I feel like if you know Satan, Satan's probably chill.
If you're, like, at a party.
Because he's confident. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like he's being malicious. I don't feel like Satan's, like, just being a dick for no reason. Like, he's got a job to do. He does it. Yeah. Like, I don't feel – and he's good at it. Like, I don't feel like Satan has to go out of his way to, like, berate the staff. I feel like he probably tips well. I feel like – I feel like if he has criticism, it's probably constructive criticism. Like, I don't feel like Satan is going out of his way to be a dick, because he doesn't have to be. He's not insecure.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably honest, and that's like when people are going to be the worst. Honesty is probably not a trait you affix to them, right? And also, mm-hmm. He's probably like, they kicked me out.
Right,
I was exiled.
And for what, really?
I mean, that's just a question of opinion. If you think it's a good or a bad thing, but you know, you don't want to, you know, with the corporation, you don't want to start asking too many questions.
I guess that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a case. I feel like if he were to go to HR, I feel like he's got a case.
Well, what's he saying? Hello, what are they? Are they Lucifer? Or what are they? What's he called back then? Beelzebub, Lucifer.
I don't know. Wasn't he an angel? He had some sort of name, right?
Yeah.
The angel what?
Angel Gabriel. No.
Jim? Whatever. Angel, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
And I think he has a case. He's like, look, I'm asking questions here. You know, we're encouraged to like speak our mind and like, you know, kind of we're trying to make things better, right? Like that's our whole gig.
Right.
And then I get shit on. I get fired for what?
Yeah.
For what?
He's like, I'm just trying to. I'm not malevolent. I'm mm-hmm. trying to do the thing that we're supposed to do. But I mean, we got to like pivot sometime. We got to go in different directions. And now what? Exile.
He's got a case.
So you don't you don't think he's the worst?
What about, like just to deal with, I feel like on a daily basis, I don't feel like he's the worst.
Maybe Kate.
If you're a client. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Kate's horrific.
You know, maybe she's the worst.
She's probably the worst. We can all agree. Kate Blanchett is
the worst. Who was David Spade's running mate for some of those movies back in the day?
Chris Farley?
Oh, no, he's the best.
You would think he's the best. Farting. What do you mean his running mate?
Rob.
Oh, Schneider.
Maybe he's the worst.
Schneider might be the worst.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got no reason to think Blanchett is the worst. I actually have reason to think Schneider is the worst.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
My buddy was on the show with him.
Your buddy?
And he was the worst.
Oh, he was the worst on the show?
Yeah, he was the worst.
Like the worst actor or just like the worst?
No, just like the worst person.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hate to hear that stuff. You know how that thing is where, you know, people are always like, hey, Michael Ian Black, what's that guy like? And I'm like, he's great.
He's the worst. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. I'm like, he's great. And they're like, really?
They get mad about it.
They're like, what? They want to hear stories.
Yeah.
You know, because you kind of put the other thing out that I put out. Like I put out the good. You kind of put out the look. I'm gonna be.
Well, angry. you put out Ranger Smith from Yogi Bear. Like that's your vibe. Like, hey, I'm Ranger Smith.
That's
you know,
why they cast me.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. It's not false. Nor is your thing false. But if we meet in the middle of the Venn diagram, we're just two guys who want to sit together, talk because we're good friends, and have some snacks. Like the Venn diagram is like the best middle joining Venn diagram I can think of.
Yeah,
just two
friends
hanging out having some snacks.
Absolutely. And I feel like that's probably a lot of friends all over the globe, you know? A couple of friends like to get together, eat some snacks. That probably explains the wild popularity of this podcast. It's universal.
It is universal. I thought we were dead in the water after 2-3 episodes. Now here we are on a 6,000th episode or something,
yep.
And we're still going. That's why we got to scramble for snacks.
Yeah, and today was a scramble.
It was a scramble.
You know? It's a weird one, too.
It's a damn dogfight. It is
a
weird
one. I told my wife what I was doing. She said, why are you doing that? Nobody eats that for a snack. I feel like, I said, I think British people, I think it's all they eat. This is all they eat for snacks.
Well, in fairness, they do eat toad in the hole and kidney pie.
Right.
I think these three things are the things that they eat the most.
In order, toad in the hole, kidney pie, and this thing.
Yep.
You want to say what it is? Because my wife, she was mad at me when I said what we were
doing. She said, you guys are, what was she like? You guys are mailing it in now.
She was just
making shit up.
It was more like that. It was just a real, she gave me a real attitude. You know, why are you doing that? Nobody eats that. I'm like, I think some people
do. But people
do,
right?
I think so. I don't feel like I've entirely made this up as a snack. I feel like this is something people do.
We're going to know. Maybe not a lot. Because the viewers will respond. They'll be like, not a snack. What are you guys doing? You've lost it. Turn in your wings. By the way, Top Gun's out. The second Top Gun.
Oh, is it out? Is it out?
I mean, it's out like by the time this podcast gets released, it's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to go see it? Because I'm
not. Well, I was doing press for my movie, Corrective Measures, the Bruce Willis vehicle.
We call him Bryce Willis in this house, but okay.
It's Bryce. And Bryce, the Bryce Willis vehicle that we have, the press people confused because my initials are the same as Tom Cruise. And so I got on the thing and they wanted to talk about how we do our own stunts. And after like about a few minutes, I'm like, you know who I am, right? Like I wasn't in the first Top Gun.
But you'll do a stunt if asked. Love doing a stunt.
I'll do Tom Cruise's stunts. You know, he does a lot of stuff. My thing with Tom Cruise is, buddy, you ain't got to jump out the plane. Ain't nobody going to know the difference.
Nope.
When you jump out the plane and there's green screen behind you, or when you jump out the real plane, you ain't got to
nobody
jump out
knows.
The plane. He doesn't have to do that.
Tom, you don't have to go to space to do the space movie. You can stay right here on Earth.
I do my own stunts with a big smile. Gleaming. I do my own stunts.
He might be the worst. I'm not saying mean.
No.
I'm just saying the level of like Tom Cruisiness that you have to deal with.
Worst because he's so great.
Like, yes.
He's hugging you. He's got a firm handshake. He's looking in your eye. He remembers your name. You show up the
next
day.
He's looking through your eye. He's looking into your brain.
You show up the next day at 6 a.m. and he's like, how's the old brain? Slapping you on the back. Ready to skydive? Yep. You're like, what? No, what? Here, I got your pack for you. You know? And he's got the sunglasses you always wanted because you mentioned them. You always wanted to have these Randolph aviators because that's what the cool guys wear. He's got three different, you know, he's got them right there for you, right? And then you mentioned that you like cucumbers with salt. And next thing he's got on the plane to jump out the thing, he's got your last meal ready. Because that's why he's the worst. He's so
the worst.
Thoughtful. Right? Knows the pilot's name. firm handshake to the pilot, right?
Yep.
And then he's like, you're doing a gag? I'm all for the gag, right? He's giving you
his
time.
Oh, he loves the gag.
He's Tom Cruise, and he's got nothing but time for your gag, your stupid, shitty little gag, and he's got nothing but time for it. It's so annoying.
And he's laughing and laughing and laughing at the gag.
He's better than you thought he would be, and he's better than you are on camera, and it's your gag.
I think we agree. He is the worst.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
Why you got to be so great? Oh,
fuck that guy.
Infuriating.
I'm mad thinking about it.
I'm mad thinking about it, too. I'm mad that I feel like I better jump out of this plane, because otherwise maybe I won't be best friends with Tom Cruise. I'm mad that I'm thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's making me think that way.
Fuck him.
Oh, it's crazy. I let it slip. I gave it away what we were doing.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun, and I think the viewers appreciate it. You know, if they listen back to it, they're going to be like, that son of a gun. That son of a Top Gun Maverick. Why, he said it right there and then.
All right, we don't know what we're doing. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Cucumbers with salt.
Salt. Salt.
You hear me? You got
salt.
Me?
Salt. Salt. Cucumbers with salt.
Oh, nuts. Hold on. You got me?
I'm going to vamp till I got you.
Stormtroopers sitting on the ground.
Oh, God, numbers and some salt. Cucumber and salt, my friend, you've got.
Oh, wait, did we announce it? What happened? We were just about to announce
it. I announced it, and then you weren't here. So, folks, if you're wondering what that was with just me doing the stormtroopers hitting the ground and all that kind of stuff, Michael glitched out, so he couldn't kind of do it. But I did the cucumbers and salt.
And now we're back.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. Now Michael's back. Michael Ian back. Get it? Michael Ian back.
Oh, that's fun. I like wordplay. I always have.
Hey, are you up on the Wordle?
I love it. Oh, I love the Wordle.
Yeah. I love the Wordle.
I got in my hands right here about a 12-inch long, dark green, classic cucumber.
Oh, cucumber. Great.
Yeah. What?
Nothing. Huh?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm holding it in my hands. About a 12-inch, girthy, thick-veined cucumber. Just a gorgeous-looking cucumber. What I would do with this cucumber.
Boy, you slice it.
Slice it up, put a little salt on it.
And eat it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, do people eat this as a snack? Am I crazy? I mean,
the viewers are going to like...
That's going to be hotly debated, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because I eat my cucumber, as you say in French, in the salads.
Sure.
And in the soup.
All right, a cucumber soup, yeah.
Yeah, you understand? You feel me?
Yeah, sometimes on a sandwich, maybe.
You know, if I'm at a place and they put it on their hosts and the hosts do it. You know, I don't like cucumber on my sandwich. Mm-hmm. I don't want it on my sandwich, but I'm not going to be like, what is cucumber doing on my sandwich? If they're like hosting me. But I'm never going to choose it on my sandwich.
Me neither.
Never going to choose cucumber.
Me neither. In fact, I have a whole thing in my stand-up about how I'm never going to put cucumber on a sandwich.
How does that go?
It's a whole thing.
But give me a little.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
But what's it like?
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, but why? What's one of the bits that just slays on the cucumber bit?
The punchline of the thing is it just sits there making everything. It doesn't add anything. Doesn't take anything away. It just sits there making everything wet. And then I say just like Ed Sheeran. And that's the joke, because you know people like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
It doesn't really add or any. Doesn't add much. Doesn't take much away. You know.
You'll be hearing from his lawyers. They'll I hope like, not. Nice one.
People seem to like people like that joke. Nice one. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but something like that.
Sure. You don't expect. It's not expected.
That's right. Well, that so much comedy, you know, comes right out of the unexpected.
Yeah, you don't expect to hear Ed Sheeran. People like it, and then there's probably a second wave of laughter as they consider it again.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Sure. Yeah. Because you got there's a little double entendre there, you know, and people like double entendre.
They love double entendre.
That's one of their favorite things.
They love double entendre. They like it twice.
Now I brought the whole cucumber up because I thought for me part of the fun in this is going to be slicing.
Sure.
I didn't want to pre-slice.
We had this crazy thing where we went down. Right?
Yeah, we went down. No, I glitched
out. I don't even know. But the viewers won't know they went. It'll be like seamless because Aristotle, our producer, will like glue these two things together. You'll never know that you were gone for like a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Are you okay? Should I call 911?" I was freaking out. I was freaking the fuck out. I was so scared.
I thought,
like, "Where are you? Are you? Can you?" And you texted back like, "Yeah, my internet went down."
Right.
I was like, "Are you okay? Are you? Do you need? I'll fly to the wilds of Georgia. What do you need? Are you okay?"
Yeah, and I said, I feel like repeatedly, you know, it's just the internet's down.
Are you bleeding?
Yeah, I definitely appreciated the concern, but when the SWAT team showed up, I thought that was maybe a little bit overkill.
Because I wasn't secure.
I understand.
I wasn't sure that who I was talking to, saying, yeah, my internet went down, because you have to understand, you'd been there in the Zoom. And then you were not there,
right?
And so I could only assume that you were, there was murder and mayhem and all kind of, I felt that you were being assaulted and probably violated.
Right.
And I was like, I'm sending the SWAT team in. And you were like, no need. My internet went down. How am I to know that's you?
Right.
How am I to know it's not some nefarious dude?
Well, you're talking about bad dudes. I sent a selfie. You know, I texted a selfie that's, you know.
When was that from? Just because you were in the exact same outfit.
Right.
And had to say, any criminal worth their salt could have done that.
I know, but you said you asked me to hold up something to show us from today. I held up the newspaper, today's newspaper.
Yeah, you said you had the newspaper.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, he's fine because it says today's date.
Right.
And then I was like, fool, you fool, to myself. I'm the fool. Going like, that is the easiest Photoshop in history. That's when I knew I was being duped. That's when I called your local ladder and the SWAT team. I'm like, get in there. My boy's being violated. Michael Ian Black, my guy, my boy is being assaulted.
Yeah.
He's being hurt. I'm sure by now he's dead.
Yeah.
But you guys have got to get in there.
Yeah, and they did. And they did. And you know, like I definitely want to thank you for the concern. Like I totally appreciate it friend.
I would do it. And don't thank me. I mean, I love you. I would do it. I mean, I'll do it after this
podcast. No, please don't.
No, because my point is only like, I don't know how you, and I have to be sure that you're okay. I mean, our livelihoods, the millions of dollars we make off this podcast depend on us being healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the podcast would suffer a good 10 to 20% if you were dead. And I feel like that's not going to be great because they'll still be delivering you the checks and I'll be doing all the work. And I'll kind of be like, well, he's dead, you know, and it doesn't really help me if I'm not going to get your money. I need you to be alive unless I'm getting your money. Then.
Yeah. But I guess the second part of the point that I wanted to make is, although I appreciated the concern, like in a lot of ways, it put me in more danger because, well, first of all, I wasn't in any danger, like the internet went out. But secondly, when those SWAT guys came in, like they came
kicked
in.
Kicked down the door.
Kicked down the door. Guns are out. They're screaming. Yeah. There's flashbangs. Yeah. There's the whole thing. I mean, it's a terrifying experience. And I felt like had I, you know, made the wrong move or done the wrong thing, like I easily could have been shot.
Sure, sure.
You know?
Yeah, that can definitely happen in those situations. And maybe I overreacted when I told them he's being killed.
Right.
They're like, how do you know this? They're like, I was on a video. I can see it.
Yeah.
And I could see the video. I didn't mean I could see you being killed, but they misinterpreted.
They definitely misinterpreted. They said that they had a report that I was being killed.
Yeah. I said that to
right.
them. And I said I had the video.
Right, right, right.
But I just meant we have a video connection.
Right.
I should have you know, explained it a little bit.
Yeah, I understand.
But, you know,
you were upset. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, in the end, no harm, no foul. And now we've got cucumbers to slice and salt.
Cucumbers, salt. And your hypothesis, you maintain that this is a popular snack.
I'm not saying it's popular. I'm saying it's a snack.
Oh, it's a snack. Okay.
Definitely not saying it's popular. This is what I'm saying. It's all they eat in England. But aside from there, yeah, I wouldn't say it's popular. But I would say it's an occasional snack for maybe old ladies or something.
Yeah, it's third after like Toad in the Hole, Bangers and Mash, and then it's this.
Right. Kidney pie, Toad in the Hole, and this.
Kidney pie. All right, so it's fourth now. Okay.
All right. Great. So I got a cucumber. I got a knife.
I sliced already.
Yes. Yeah.
I apologize.
I like slicing.
Look at this. What do you got here?
Oh, you got a nice little container of salt there, a twisty salt there, a grinder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm shaking
good.
The salt.
Yeah. I brought a classic shaker. I got a
what
shaker.
You got? Let me see what you
shaker.
Got.
Shaker.
Oh, yeah. Shaker of salt. Just like Jimmy Buffett. I'm going to put this thing on right now.
How thick did you make your slices?
Pretty thin.
And did you peel it?
Fuck. What am I, an asshole?
I didn't think you were an asshole, but I thought I would... clarify.
No, I didn't peel it. I didn't peel it.
Now we could have just done cucumber slices, no salt. Like that could have been the snack, but that's not the snack.
Is that a snack?
No, that's not. That's not the snack. That's not a snack.
No, right?
You got to put some salt on it. Then that elevates it to a snack. Otherwise, it's just a salad ingredient.
Yeah, it's just an ingredient. Right, it's just an ingredient. Cucumbers.
So I'm putting a little bit of salt on mine. Mm-hmm. And I cut it in three different girths. I got a thick, I got a medium, I got a thin.
I'm not going to go back downstairs and manipulate the girth.
I'm not asking you to do anything.
You do it.
That's what I'm doing. Skin on, of course, because that's the only way it's going to be substantive at all. I mean, you need a little substance on this thing.
Substantive, isn't it?
I don't know.
Substantive. Oh, he just went ahead and ate it.
Yeah, I'm eating it.
He just went ahead and ate it.
I don't like that.
Yeah. He doesn't leave it. Here's mine.
I mean, why would anybody? Nobody eats this as a snack. Why would you? Stupid.
The Brits, though. I mean, they like Boris
all they
Johnson.
Eat. It's all they eat.
They got Neville Chamberlain back there. I mean, what are they doing? They got, you know, they got warm beer. They got soggy food.
Yeah.
Sure. They got cucumber and salt. I bet the Queen is just like, ooh. Ooh.
Do you have any cucumber?
Yes. Yes, Mom. Come right up.
You know, part of it, in my case, might be that I was expecting this cucumber to be a little bit waterier. I thought it'd have like a sort of a thirst-quenching thing to it, plus the salt, and it'd sort of be like I was eating an oyster or something. Like it would have like a briny quality to it. It really doesn't. It's really just like I'm eating a shitty pickle.
You know what I just did?
What?
I improved it by 50%. I added a bunch of pepper to it.
Oh, that'll probably help, yeah.
Maybe I'm onto something.
That's not the snack, though. That's not the
snack. You can take a boot flap and you can take Johnny Depp's boot flap, right? If you get a hold of Depp and just say, I don't need you, I just need your boot flap.
Right.
And take his boot flap and add salt and pepper to Johnny Depp's boot flap.
It's
and
gonna
that's
be pretty good.
Gonna be an improvement over just eating a boot flap.
Anytime.
So I'm saying, oh, well, you know what? The cucumber snack wasn't so bad with the salt and the pepper. But that's just a guy who's fooling himself.
Right. The truth of the matter is, Cucumbers aren't very good. I don't like cucumbers. I mean, I don't like them skin on. I don't like them skin off. I don't like a cucumber. Cucumber doesn't do a goddamn thing for me. I love a pickle.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I love a dill pickle.
Oh, I love a pickle. we both love pickles.
But a cucumber, what are you doing? What are you even doing, cucumber? What are you contributing?
Cucumber, the disparity between what cucumber, how cucumber enters a room,
what
cucumber looks like, versus how when cucumber like takes everything off and is just et. Like the disparity between those two things is stunning in the vegetable arena.
Maybe the greatest walks in, disparity. You're like, yeah. Oh, look out. Here comes cucumber.
Cucumber walks in like, holy crap. Okay. All right. Stand down. Stand down. Nobody blink. You know? And then it's like, and now we're going to take the, and we'll have the vegetable, the consumption of the vegetable. And then everyone's like, I thought this thing was the queen.
Yeah.
But instead, this just needs to be banished to the back. Cucumbers, you know, cucumbers like, hey, I'm water.
That's all I am.
I'm tasteless. You're like, yeah. I mean, it's remarkable that natural selection hasn't weeded cucumber out a little bit. You know?
Am I right? Seems like evolution could have done a little bit better than cucumber, you know?
Yeah. I mean, looks, 10, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, taste, 1. It's incredible the disparity. It really is a 1.
Yeah.
It's like, sir, you can die or you can consume cucumber. I'll consume cucumber.
I'll take the cucumber. But even so, I feel like cucumber's not going to keep you alive for long. I don't know what kind of nutrients there are in cucumber. I feel like very few. I don't know what cucumber is really adding to the mix. I'm going to look up what's in a cucumber. Vitamins and minerals in cucumber.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
All right. Well,
riboflavin?
Here's what you get. Nutrients. Cucumbers are packed with them. In just a single cup of cucumber, you'll get 14 to 19% of vitamin K, which I didn't even know that was a vitamin.
Not a vitamin.
You'll also get vitamins B and C along with copper, phosphorus, potassium, and magnesium.
Nah.
All right. You know.
Here's the thing. It's a big bowl of don't care.
Yeah.
I can get those vitamins from something that tastes good.
Yeah. Bowl of Frosted Flakes. Frosted Flakes, they'll throw them in for you, you know, in just the right amounts too.
Eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes is the same as eating, you know, a whole cucumber, and nobody tells you that.
They should. First thing they tell you. That should be on the box of Frosted Flakes, just like eating a cucumber.
Same as eating a cucumber. Same nutrients. Same as eating a healthy cucumber. Eat a bowl of Frosted Flakes. It's like eating a cucumber. They would. I don't know if that would like hurt their business or help their business.
I don't know. I'm just gonna look up vitamins and minerals in Frosted Flakes and see what the difference is.
It's gonna be the exact. I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be the exact same.
Hey, vitamin B6, B2, B1.
Same.
D3, B12.
Yeah, D3. Yeah, oh no. They're loaded with vitamins.
Loaded.
Frosted Flakes.
It's a great, Frosted Flakes are a great source of vitamin D.
Great start to the day. You sit there and some like haphazard punk is at lunch having their healthy cucumber sandwich. That's what it is. Cucumber sandwich. That's what the Brits do.
Yeah, they throw them on bread like idiots.
Like a bunch of idiots. They're like, well, we've got the Crusades. We'll try and make everyone the same religion. Because that seems right. And then we'll break at noon for cucumber salad and cucumber sandwiches. And then over there in France, they're like, you could also have a bowl of cereal, Frosted Flakes. Right? That's why everyone wants to go to Paris. And nobody wants to go hang out. Like, that's the problem with the Brits. They're like, oh, after we pillage, we'll have some cucumber sandwiches. And maybe a spot of tea and cucumber sandwiches.
I'm going to look up where cucumbers come from.
Why do I want to?
That's
be part
not
of
an
that?
Empire you want to be part of.
No, you don't. You really, really like. I'm sure the Queen is like, oh, cakes and cucumber sandwiches. Cucumber sandwiches are like, Make a sandwich. Why? It's an anti-sandwich because the thing that's between the bread is supposed to be heroic.
Or just take a piece of water and dip it, bread and dip it in some water and eat that.
Just have a glass of damn water. But don't, and a bowl of Frosted Flakes already.
But don't kid yourself with the cucumber.
Come on.
It's just a it's just a joke of a vegetable.
It's the joke of a vegetable in many ways because like
because it looks so, like a dick.
It's prominent. So, right? Exactly right. You know, it's got a... Well, I guess the eggplant is the emoji, but still.
Eggplant serves some much bigger purpose. Eggplant's tremendous.
Got some density to it.
Oh, God.
It's got some gravity to its flavor.
You could make a goddamn Parmesan out of an eggplant. Try making a cucumber Parmesan. See where that gets you.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere quickly, I might add. Yeah, you want to go nowhere quickly...
Cucumber Parmesan. That's the way to get there. Quicker way to get nowhere than throwing some tomato sauce and mozzarella on slices of cucumber.
Yeah, the cucumber's just kind of faking it. You know, they're just kind of like, well, I guess not faking. They're all dressed up and they got nowhere to go.
It's the emperor with no clothes. You know, it's got nothing. There's
a lot of viewers are going to be, what? I think. That's the thing, that's the polarization effect of cucumber, because I know there's a lot of people, generally fit, healthy people, looking out for themselves, who are like having cucumber.
Sure.
And they're going to resent the fact that we're a couple of truthsayers. But it just is how it is. We got to play it straight.
That's what we do. You know, that's not what we do. We pick a snack, we just snack, rate a snack. Yeah. And we play it straight while we're doing it.
We play it straight.
It's not what we're about, but it's what we're about.
Respect for women.
Respect for women is what we're
about. Respect for women.
That's just a terrible snack. And you know, it was my idea. Cucumber slices was solid. I feel like a real jerk about it. You know, this was a golden opportunity just lost. A golden opportunity for a fun snack, a delicious snack, something that we could really hang our hats on. And then what did I do? I come in with cucumber and salt. I mean, I should take a time out for this. I just need a time out.
I think you're missing the point. And that is, I think sometimes the viewers, they tune in sometimes to see the train wreck. You know, like, sure, occasionally we're going to have, you know, we're gonna have Oreo. We're gonna have Snickers. Yeah. We're gonna have Cheetos. We're gonna have Twizzlers. But occasionally, sometimes you want to see something go right into the wall, just like cucumber, and that's what it did, folks. You know, I mean, we haven't got to the ratings yet, but I'm fairly confident that this scheme won't play out well.
No, it really won't. Let's rate it. Let's just rate it.
Rating.
Rate it, you guys! Okay, can you rate for once? Why don't you rate it?
I was going to. I mean, you know, you threw out a rating earlier. You said cucumber's substance. A 1, you know, just as a vegetable.
Yeah.
And I can't really disagree with that, you know? Cucumber really is a 1. Now, that's not my final rating, though, because anytime you add salt to anything, I don't care what it is, you're going to improve it. I mean,
sure.
Whoever was the genius, it was like, hey, what about some salted caramel? We'll throw some salt on the chocolate and the fudge.
Yeah.
And somebody else was going, you idiot, you can't do that.
You
fucking idiot. And then they did it. And turns out that person was a genius. You can add salt to anything, you're going to improve it. So,
remember when they would sell chips?
Oh yeah,
this is never going to catch on. It's a potato slice.
Yeah, nobody likes potato slices.
Nobody's buying them. Everybody hates them.
Mm-hmm.
And then some genius, hey, maybe salt. You're like, what, to potato?
No.
Sure, change the world.
Now look, I don't think anybody's going to be picking up bags of cucumber chips anytime soon, salted or no. Because even with the addition of salt, you're helping, but not by that much. Cucumber, 1.5.
Cucumber, 1.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.